periodically we sure do. They come in and they go after the grub worms.
Mm-hmm.
They just dig up your lawn, something terrible. And we have actually caught foxes in a trap out here. And we were after skunks, mm-hmm. and we got foxes. We see them every now and then around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how they close they get with humans.
Yeah, and I've never seen a fox.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, they're really cute. we caught a fox one day. Every morning we go out and check this trap, but the association here has a skunk trap.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had it in there, but instead we caught a fox. So, anyway, of course, we sort of wanted to do nothing except turn it loose.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I wondered about, because basically foxes have been known to become rabid.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you really don't. So anyway, I had a leather jacket and I put on some gloves too, just in case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I went out and I raised the front part of the trap so that he could get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we sat there and we watched him. He didn't move a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess after about 10 minutes, it's gone. Finally figured out that he could get out and nobody's going to get him.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I've seen him just running around up here, too.
How about in Cloudcroft, what kinds of animals do they have in the mountains?
Well, you have deer, and then, of course, further deeper into the Sacramentos, you have elk up there, too. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, you have bear, a lot of bear.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, if you want to hang around the dump there, you can watch them as they come in to see what anybody left for them to eat.
I don't think I'd hang around.
Yeah, really. At least you want something between you and them, that's for sure.
Yeah. What about animals on the plains? What kind of animals are on the plains?
Well, certainly prairie dogs belong out there, but there's also the raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you get into the areas where they have the water and whatever, they have the beavers.
Oh, uh-huh.
And can't think of much of anything other than what we've already talked about with those things. They're usually pretty prevalent most everywhere.
Now there's some insects that fly around the lights at night. What do they call?
Moth.
Okay. What about stinging insects? What kinds of stinging insects do we have?
Well, besides mosquitoes, you certainly have the... you're not talking about particularly at night. You have the...
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime, yeah. Well, you have the, certainly the bees and the... as I mentioned, mosquitoes and...
Those big black things, what are those called?
Gnats?
No, the big black stinging insects that... You know, they kind of intimidate you and...
Like a vinegarone or...
Well, the ones that fly.
Oh.
I'm glad vinegarones don't fly.
And yeah, the wasps and the
yeah.
yellow jackets and...
Okay, that's good. What are the little insects that jump up on your leg and get under your skin in the south?
Well, I call them chiggers, I think, mostly.
How about the ones that light up at night?
Oh, lightning bugs.
Okay. What do you call the insects that fly around ponds and swimming pools? The really pretty blue and green ones with the big double wings.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you mean. Excuse me. I certainly can visualize them, but I can't remember.
See, I know what they are because I grew up around ponds my whole life, so...
Dragonflies.
Yeah, dragonflies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always very interested in those.